With the help of Hashem, we are participating with the great Likutei Sichas project. We are learning Likutei Sichas, Chelek Yud Aleph, Yisroi Beis. Likutei Sichas by me, if you have a Chelek Yud Aleph, it's on page number 80. And let us dive right into the Sicha. Mahakosuv Sheba Aseres HaDibrois. From a pasuk that's written in the 10 Dibrois. Shabbos LaShem Alekechom. Lameidim B'Yerushalmi. We learn in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Shavus Kashem. That we should rest the way God Almighty rests. Meaning, Mahakodesh Baruch Hu Shavus Mimaymer. Just like God Almighty rests from speaking. Af Ato Shavus Mimaymer. We should also rest, refrain from speaking. Wow, don't speak on Shabbos. Not that, one second. Hainu, shegozru chachamim, shevisa midiburim be'inyanei melacha v'choli. That the chachamim made a gzeira. That we should refrain from, rest from, speaking words related to work. B'Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos. And va'asmuchu akra, and we have what's called an asmachta. That means that this is not a din d'oraisa, even though the Gemara is linking it to a pasuk. It's a gezeira midrabanan. It's leaned on the pasuk Shabbos LaShem Alekecha, meaning not only a Shabbos to Hashem, but a Shabbos like Hashem. Shavos Kashem. The cheshem sha'al ha'adam lishbois b'malacha, just like a person is obligated to refrain from work. And here the Rebbe is quoting the pasuk Yisheishes Yomim Osa Hashem Es Hashemayim Chulei Vayonach Vayoyim, that just like we rest from work because we are imitating kaviyachol what Hashem does. Hashem rests from work. We have to rest from work. Kach, likewise, tzarech lishbois midibur. We have to rest from speaking words related to work. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavas Mimamir. Because God Almighty refrains from speaking altogether on Shabbos, as we will elaborate. Now, Lahal Nisa B'Yerushalmi Shom Ovedir. In the Yerushalmi, the Gemara continues. Maisa B'Chassid Echad. There was a Maisa with a Chassid. Sheyotza L'Tiyul B'Karmoy. He was taking a stroll in his vineyard on the day of Shabbos. And V'Ra'a Shom Pirtza Achas. And he saw a certain breach. And V'Chashav L'Goydroy B'Matzei Shabbos. So he thought, ooh, this, after Shabbos, I will fix. Omar, then he said to himself, Choyel V'Chashavti L'Godra. Since I thought to do something, not God forbid, on Shabbos, I thought about what I'll do after Shabbos. Eini goydro ilomis. I will never fix this breach forever. Chuli, etc. Vahainu. The Rebbe explains why does the Gemara begin by saying amaisa meta chassid, to emphasize that the midas chassidus. Right, that's the definition of a chassid, is lizor gami machshavas malacha, not even to think about work. So you have a doiraisa, not actually working. You have a midrabanan, to refrain from speaking about working. And then you have alpi chassidis, lefnim yishur asadin, not even to think about work. Vihine. Sipur zemu v'bir shalmi behemshech lahadrush, Shabbos lashem, shavus kashem. Moving from the juxtaposition of from the flow of the Gemara, it comes out the gam hazihirus mimach shavas malacha, that even the refraining from alpi chasidus, from thinking about doing work, which is b'midas chasidus, that is also shayich. It's connected to the same limud Shabbos kashem, rest the way Hashem rests. Vihine, and the Rebbe explains why this indeed one is connected to the other. The kamoi, the almin, the isgalian. Just like the revealed worlds, Nivru'u, are created, V'chayam, and they continue to be infused with life, Mi'izgalu, Shinizgalu, Koichas, V'hamshachas, Tanilomis, from the fact that certain inner godly powers are continuously being revealed in them, that Shekish and Izgalu, whenever you have this inner power being revealed, that is what we call Nikrois, B'Shem Ma'amorois, words, the Dvar Havaya and the speech of Havaya, the Ruach Piv and the breath of his mouth, like the words of speech by a person al derech mashal. In other words, speech means revelation, which means that creation is when something that's hidden becomes revealed. Kach Alman Sasimin, Doloy Yizgalmin, likewise, even the hidden worlds to begin with, Heim Hamasavin V'Chayim V'Kayomim, they also are created and re-enlivened continuously, B'Koychas V'Hamshachis Nalamis, from also from even more inner word and concealed levels that are being drawn to the forefront, relative to the forefront, K'may, like we find by Yosef HaMachshava, by letters of thought, Sheben Nishma Sa'adam, that is inside the soul of a man, Al Derech Mashal. In other words, speech is revealing, but it's revealing something within me to something outside of me. Then you have a higher level of speech, which is revealing within me. And these are the letters of thought. And on the seventh day, God rested from all of the work that he does. God did not only cease, stop, refrain, rest from creating the revealed worlds, God also stops on Shabbos to create the hidden worlds. So therefore, it's all connected. So we can't create Begashmias. A little bit more sublime, we can't speak about work. But connected to that, we can't even think about work. Because Kaviyachal Hashem also on Shabbos stops thinking about creation. The creation of some speech. No, the speech creates the revealed worlds. Thought creates the hidden worlds. So God also stops creating the hidden worlds. So there's a Shvisas Machshava Kaviyachal by Hashem. Now, v'tzorech biyur, we have to understand that mikiven shenekuda hatichoynes b'chiyuv shvisas ha'adam b'shabbos mikol pulois of b'maisa. That since the same theme, the nekuda hatichoynes, when it comes to our obligation to rest, both from action and from speech and from thought, is all based on the same thought. Because Hashem ceased to create everything b'maisa. Hashem stops on Shabbos creating b'dibur. Hashem stops creating also kaviyachol with God's thought. It's all the same. And on that we have, like the Yerushalmi says, the pasuk Shabbos Lashem, which means Shavas, we should rest like God. So therefore, the question that Rebbe asks is, Lama chalukin hein b'isurin? Why is there a difference in their prohibition? That asiyas melacha, doing actual work, is asur min ha-toira. Speaking about work is only asur min ha-rabbanan. This concept of being careful, not even thinking about work, is only midas chasidus. Why are they not all the same? They should be all the same. Okay. Now, just to point out, to read one footnote, footnote 9 with a star. So the Rebbe writes that Yodua, that b'Shabbos, b'chlal Hashem is mechadish, that's the sheet of the Baal Shem Tov, God is continuously creating. So hold on, when you're saying that God stopped creating on Shabbos, how is there even a world? And for that, the answer is that God stops creating with speech, but God creates with thought. What are we saying inside the Sikh over here? That Hashem even stops with his thoughts. So the Rebbe reconciles that there are different levels of thought. If you look inside the Ha'ara, there is the level of Asiya, Shebe Machshava, and there are higher levels in Machshava. So some levels of thought, God Taka stops, and the external ones still continue. But they all share the commonality, that was the word, right? The Nekuda HaTichoynes, which is that there Hashem refrains from creating Almond is Galman, the Almond Sesimen. So therefore, all of them should have been equally prohibited. Why is it Maisa min midrayisa dibur midrabanan machshava al pi chasidus base v'hinei tam achiluk shebein hashvisa b'maisis melacha lashvisa midibur? The reason why the difference, the underlying difference between stopping from doing actual work versus stopping to speak about work, is explained by the tzemach tzedek in Orat Torah, hashvisa mahadibur shel hakadosh baruch hu, that when God refrains from speech, which is what God does on Shabbos. If we want to find a parallel by us, like God, our speech is not that which parallels God's speech. What within us parallels God's speech? Our action. Because God's speech creates. Our speech doesn't directly create. Oh, so therefore he explains that since God refrained from speech, Zeu k'moy shvisa maises, this is like for us, stopping of doing work. Kiven, since Shemidibur Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since from God's words came an action, came a thing into being. Masha'inkein Dibur Shal Adam, our speech doesn't parallel God's speech. God Taka stops speaking. The world is created with 10 utterances. We're speaking now about the revealed worlds. But our speech is not tantamount to that. Because She'ein Misava Mahadibur Maisa, from our speech directly nothing happens. And therefore, Einoi Chashuv Maisa. And therefore, that all the Tzemach Tzedek, we are not commanded from the Torah law, al shvisa mahadibur, from refraining from speaking, kiim al shvisa mahamaisa v'chuli. Fa'af al pikein, nevertheless, bid divrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah doesn't mean kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah means nach. when Nigla speaks about the words Divrei Kabbalah, in Nach there's a pasuk V'daber Davar, right? That's the source from where we learn about the limitations on speech on Shabbos. That's not Midoraisa, that's Divrei Kabbalah. That's rabbinic, even though really there are levels in rabbinic. It's the highest level, the most severe rabbinic is Divrei Kabbalah, but it's not Midoraisa. That Kivin Shemel Komakam Shvisa Sakodesh Baruch Hoi Mimimimim. The fact is that God, Kaviyachal, stops speaking. And Ukamashir Kosov Bir Yishalmi Mahu Shavas Mimimimim Ravata Shvus Mimimimim. So that's why he explains. Biblically, we can do action. Why? Because God stopped speech, and God's speech is like our action. But then, midivrei soifrim, the fact is God stopped speaking. Midarabanan don't speak about work. Aval lochayra dain chasur biur. It says the Rebbe, they're still missing a little bit of an explanation. Mekivin shemidoyraisa ein onu mitzuvim ala shvisa me'adibur. Since biblically we are not commanded to refrain from speaking. Kivin shemidiburi shaladim emes avamaisa, because as the Tzemach Tzadik explains, from our words nothing actually happens. V'hainu she'ein hishtavus bein dibur ha'adam ledibur shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no comparison. There's no equality, there's no commonality between human speech and kaviyachal divine speech. Because divine speech are chashuv maisa mamish. So back to the question, madu asr chachamim dibur b'shabbos mitam shavus kashem, then why did God prohibit it? Says that Rebbe Gimel, v'yuvin, behegdim will understand this by first introducing hamavuyer, that which is explained at the end of Sefer Tanya, regarding hazahirus b'dibur b'shabbos. Regarding being careful, regarding what we speak about on the holy day of Shabbos and Vizel Hashanah, the Alter Rebbe writes, "V'gam yizor mo'oid." We should be very cautious. Shaloi lo suach shum sicha b'teila chas v'shalom. That on Shabbos we shouldn't have any shmooze, any conversation that is called idle, bottle. Ki bechol hamitzvus yesh pnimis v'chitzoinius, explains the Alter Rebbe. V'chitzoinius mahashabbos is shvisa, maises, gashmis, to refrain from doing actual work, as k'moy sheshavas havaya ma'asoy shemayim v'oretz gashmiim. That is the chitzoinius. However, continues the Rebbe, upnimis hashabbos, hi hakavona b'tfilas hashabbos. It's the kavana that we have while we daven and the Talmud Torah, and the way we engage in the learning Torah, which is all l'dafka b'havaya echa, to cleave to the one God. K'mashir kasuv Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha. And the Alter Rebbe adds, and that is the real meaning, the inner meaning of the word zachar, the level of zachar. And then the Alter Rebbe continues, and you'll see all this is really l'chayda, not negeya. The Alter Rebbe is trying to explain why we shouldn't speak, but he speaks about zachar means to speak, davening, words of tefillah, to speak words of Torah, in a way of deveikus, ubechina shomer bepnimius, is what we're speaking about over here, is the refraining from, the holding back. He ashvisa midiburim gashmiim, k'moy sheshavas havayim eyud maimor shenivru behem shemayim v'oretz gashmiim chuli. Just like God stopped speaking about the words through which He created the physical world, we should stop speaking also words on Shabbos that are called Dvarim B'Teilim. End of quote. Frek de Rebbe v'tzorech lohovin. Number one, Levair tam hazihirus midivurei choyel b'Shabbos, to explain the reason why we should refrain from speaking mundane words on Shabbos, maspik l'choyel l'farish t'bechinas shomer b'pnimius. All that the Alter Rebbe should have explained is the meaning of Shomer, that the inner meaning of Shomer, the outer meaning of Shomer is don't do work b'gashmius. The inner meaning of Shomer is shvisa midiburim gashmiim. Aval mi pashtus haloshen betanya mashma, the yesh lazeh shaiches, that the whole flow is also connected to that which the Alter Rebbe explains, that zachar bipnimius is what we should do, to say words of tefillah, to say dalma toira, to cleave in God, in the one God. Why is that connected? This is l'chayda something that doesn't belong there, but obviously it does. We have to understand that. Number one. Number two, beis mesayim ad marazokin, and the Alter Rebbe concludes that k'moy sheshavas havayim yud ma'amar shenivru behem shemayim v'aretz gashmiim. The Alter Rebbe is underlying the words that God used to create the physical heavens and earths. Why is that important? Ulechora le'inyoneinu, when we're speaking about our topic, which is that we should refrain from our speech on Shabbos, all that is negeya lechora should only have been the general concept, which is that God stopped saying the words, so we should stop speaking. What is added? Mane toisev alidezem alzeh da alidei yud maimaras elu nivru behem, that God created with the words. Who cares what God created with those words? just say that God refrained from speech, so we should refrain from speech. Va'adarabba, and furthermore, it made it worse. Al pi anal, based on what we quoted from the Tzemach Tzedek, that the lachain ein onu mitzuvah midarais al shvisa mi'adibur, that biblically we're talking not commanded to refrain from speaking. Why? Because our speech is not compatible to divine speech. Mekiven shediburish al kadosh baruch hu chashuv ma'isa. God's speech does ma'isa. Our speech doesn't do ma'isa. Oh. So if you want to say that still we should refrain from speaking, dafke, don't emphasize that God created with the speech something physical. Because when you emphasize that, you are emphasizing how we are dissimilar to God, not how we are similar. Mele, God creates with speech something ruchnius. You can argue we also beruchnius create something with speech. But taket, bringing this up makes it worse. What did God create with God's speech? This emphasizes as ha'i hishtavos, the dissimilarity between dibur ha'el and dibur ha'adam. In other words, that's called a raya lister. And number three, ma'wa diok bezeh shemoisev hashvisa midiburim gashmiim. Why is the Alter Rebbe speaking about, why does he have to emphasize the gash diburim gashmiim? It's like Bechlal speaking about God creating in the heavens and in earth. And on top of that, the detail, what's this creation of something physical? And this kasha, which is gavaldik, is the key to the answer. Oh, v'habir b'chol zeh, begimel kerchas ha-nefesh, when it comes to the three powers of our nefesh, right? Sometimes called in levushim, which are machshava, that's what we're talking about. Dibur and maise, says the Rebbe, shoyner koyach ha-maise, mibeis ha-koyach es machshava v'dibur, that we can divide them into two categories, which is maise on one hand, different than the other two, which is machshava and dibur. Meaning, in yonai shel koyach ha-maise hu, pu'ula, it's an action, bedavar, in something that's outside of you. Shechutz mimenu. V'hainu. Shekoyach ha-maisa, the whole concept of a koyach of maisa is nifrad meha-adam, umeslabesh upoyel bedavar shechutz mimenu. Right? It's all connected to something that's outside of the person. Ma she'enke in both machshava and dibur, in yonam, beha-adam atzmai, lahavi sichloi umidoisev ledehis galus, it's to reveal the inner person, which is seichel and midas. In other words, machshava is to reveal the seichel and midas to oneself. Dibur is now to reveal my seichel and midas, something inside of me, to someone else. So true, dibur is to someone else, but it's about me. It's about revealing something which is me. There's a big difference between machshava and dibur. The letters of machshava are very ruchniyazdik, and they are very refined. They're very subtle. The dakois, the ein lahem shaychus lamaisa. And therefore, inyanay shel machshava hu rak b'ha'adam atzmai. And therefore, the ein be'efsherusa lifel b'hazulas. Masha'inkin oisis adibur, letters of speech, they are already physical letters. Both in parentheses, the hevel gashmi shenet stayer l'ha'oisis, as well as the breath that takes on the form of an aleph and a beis through the concept that we learn in Kabbalah, the five different areas in the mouth through which, when the hevel beats on and bangs on, different sounds are formed. And akima sifosayim, and the movement of the lips. And that actually takes it outside the person, and then it becomes disconnected from the person. And therefore, speech, which is revealing the inner person, but speech is a physical movement that is closer to action, not a little bit, not quantitatively, qualitatively, closer to action than the letters of thought. Therefore, words can actually force an action. That sages tell us, the law of the mechamer. Mechamer means that I am not allowed to move a donkey, a chamor, but it doesn't only mean a donkey, but a mashal. A donkey carries a load. That if I'm the owner of the donkey, and through my commanding the donkey to move, the donkey is carrying things in Rishus HaRabim, I am violating a lav d'oraisa. What did I do? I told my donkey, in Yiddish, he understands Yiddish, gay, or whatever, however, whichever language your donkey understands. Oh, and that is a violence. Why am I violating a law? Because through my speech, speech directly can affect an action. Another mashal that Rabbi gives, validei dibur shel melech, how does the king rule? Misnahagin kol in yonei hamadina. Right? As it says in the pasuk, dvar melech shiltoin, that the speech of the king is the ruler. Oh, so speech is directly connected to action. Thought is already completely removed. Ulam ha-machshava in l'shayches l'pu'ula. Machshava and action is already one completely disconnected from the other. Ki av shahachlotas ha-odam b'machshavtoi. Even my inner resolution mevia l'pu'uloisov brings, when I resolve, eventually I will do what I thought about. But ein la ha-machshava there isn't a relationship. There isn't a closeness. Yes, there's causing. There's a direct cause. There's an indirect cause. Ultimately, everything can somehow cause something else. But to say that one is close to the other, machshava to maisa are not can don't have that closeness. Number five. This is very important. Freilach, Isa b'Gemara. So the Rebbe is quoting here from Bava Metzia and from Sanhedrin. It may be learned that chasoma b'koil, one of the lavim of the Torah is that when our animals are working, the Torah uses the mashal of threshing. Leisachsoim shoyr b'dishoy. We are not allowed to muzzle the mouth of the animal. Allow him eat. Now says the Gemara, what happens if an animal is threshing, and the animal is bending its head down to eat? Like a behemoth, puts the head down to eat. When the Rebbe ate, the Rebbe stood up and the food came to the Rebbe. Most of us, you go to the food, so the animal is going down, and the owner said, "Whoop!" He shouted on the animal, "Don't eat!" Again, in Yiddish, however it worked, and the animal didn't eat. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara, is the person who's called chasama b'koil, did he violate the law? Will he get punished? Will he get punished for stopping the animal? Oh, that it says that in prevent that kishahoisa shoyche, when the animal is already bending down, lechol hoyegoyerba, the balabas shreit, scaring the animal. Rabbi Yechanan says chayiv, your chayiv malchus mishum leisachsim shor b'dishay. You didn't do an action, and there is a rule that you only get malchus for a lav that you violate through an action. Says Rabbi Yechanan, akimas piv, the movement of your mouth is the maisa. And therefore, v'havalei lav sheyesh by ma'isa, and you get malchus. Reish Lakish says, "Nah, pater. Why? Kala have a ma'isa. You made a noise. You're not allowed to do it, but you're not going to get malchus for it." Ube Toisvus ikshu, and Toisvus asks, "Tema that in the third parak of Shavuos, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Hoya Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Haglili, kol lav sheein by ma'isa." The Gemara says that any lav that has no action, you're not going to get malchus. And then this is already the Tana says three exceptions: an oath. Sometimes you get malchus for taking a false oath, even though an oath is words. Meimer, hamara means tumura. If you have an animal that's already consecrated, and you, whether you mean well or don't mean well, you have a second animal that's right now not consecrated, and you say you want the kedusha from this one to be substituted on the other one. Torah says you're not allowed to do it, and if you did it, both animals are holy, v'chuli v'chuli, but it's a law for which you get flogged. And the third is a person who, God forbid, curses his friend by using God Almighty's name. So these are the three exceptions. Oh, so ask Toisviz, how, I don't understand, you, Rabbi Yechanan, yourself just said, that what? That by stopping the chamoir of eating, it's called the law sheyesh by maisa, because the movement of your mouth is called an action. Hache, you yourself, Gufei Kamar, Hache, Nekam Esvazah Maisa, Vim Kain, how can we say that there's an exception, that an oath is called a lav that you violate through a non-action? How is it a non-action? You're saying, you're taking an oath. You're speaking. Amai Machshe Voisim Lav Shem Mais. Ah, Toys was Kash. V'yesh Leimer. Deloi Ka'amar, Rabbi Yechanan, Nekim Aspiv, Hava Maisa. Elo Hache Mishum, Debediburei Ka'ovid Maisa. You know when he calls it a maisa? When your words had a immediate maisa dika effect. What's the maisa dika effect? The animal was bending down. The animal was about to eat. And now the animal moved the head back up. The animal did not eat. You refrained it. Gavaldik. In other words, your words somehow you connect the way that Rebbe will explain to the mice of the chamor, and that's why it's called a lav sheyesh by mice. It's not enough that you're moving your lips; it's that the movement of the lips immediately connected itself to an action. Now, what's the action? You can argue the animal didn't eat. No, the Rebbe says because the animal is threshing without eating. So it's threshing in a way that it's not eating. So there's a linkage between your speech and the animal's action. So says Tosfos, says the Rebbe, L'chayra, harei mefurish b'gemara tamishol et Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that? Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is the akimas piv hava maisa, that the movement of your lips is the action. So L'chayra Tosfos is giving up a new reason in Rabbi Yochanan. How can you do that? The way you learn Tosfos simply, it must be that what Tosfos is saying is not contradicting or giving a new reason. Tosfos is explaining the inner meaning of what the Gemara says in Rabbi Yechon. Later, Tosfos brings a kasha that we have in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on these words of Rabbi Yochanan, that came as fast of have a mice. So the Gemara asks, Eich ko amar, the Megadev, if a person, God forbid, blasphemes, or Edom Zoymanim, how can that be called Ein Bohem Maisem? Again, the Gemara asks, V'ha chasome b'koyer l'Rabbi Yochanan chayiv, because right, he says, Akimas Sfasov Havamaisov. So God forbid, cursing God, you're moving your lips. Adam that are giving false testimony are moving their lips. And the Gemara answers, page 83, the second column, Shani Adam Zoimimim. Ah, you know why they're getting punished? You know why the Gemara is asking the question? Why don't we consider their testimony a movement of the lips? These are the words of the Gemara. The Yeshnam Bireiya. This is a very important concept. The foundation of testimony, is not the statement you make in court. That's the end game. But what's the foundation of your testimony? When you're testifying to that which you saw, you're testifying something that you witnessed. I witnessed. The statement of it is later. The ikir is what you witnessed. Witnessing is looking at, observing. That's not called a maisa. Now really, this gears is a little bit problematic. The Rebbe is going to quote later in a moment. We'll speak out. Because if they're saying false testimony, so they didn't witness anything. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Gemara answers that the reason why this is considered a non-action is because when it comes to edus, it's not about the statement. It's about the ri'iyah. Freely, b'chlal, there was no issue with Megadev. Because the way Tosfos explains the whole part of Rabbi Yochanan is not just movement of the lips. It's movement of the lips that right away is connected to the action of the donkey. By Megadev, by blaspheming, there is no mice at all. So Tosfos says, Takem. The Gemara didn't mean to ask from that part. The Gemara was asking because by Megadev, there is no mice at all. The question was, to chasam, and therefore ein makam la demusi la chasam bekoil, like we explained, the way Tosfos explains, shali de diburi kavod mais. Ella, the kasha of the Gemara is from the din of edim zoymimim. There is a link because when based on the false testimony, Beis Din gave a ruling. The ruling of the Beis Din is called a mais. Oh, the bidurayu misavid mais, meaning shemischayv hanod. Says now the Rebbe, Aval l'chura l'fisvaros ha-Tosfos anal, shahatam d'chasam b'kol nechshav l'maisa, isn't in parentheses because the speech itself, but it's only because through your speech an action happened right away. Like, for example, the way Tosfos Taka says, the same thing with Edom Zoymimim, that through the testimony, Beis Din does something, Beis Din gives a ruling. Ma'amitadetz b'gemara, but there the Gemara answers, nah, Edom Zoymimim are different. The yeshnam b'ri'iyah. Because the ikir is what they saw. Upeir shnashi ikir chiyuva ba alidei reiya shemeidem shiro and vereiya lace by maisa. Asks the Rebbe here in footnote 25. The Rebbe points out that the Ramban asks Anashi, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Again, Edom Zoymimim saw nothing. So l'chayda, a lying witnesses the whole thing is their lie, which is words. And Echanami, the Rebbe brings that the Rif. The Sanhedrin, the Ramban, the Rif, they have another girsa. They says that witnesses in court can testify by saying the words I, ah, and in other words, a and a's. That's where it comes from. Aye, and aye can be said without moving your lips. Anyways, we're not going in that. We're going in the girsa of Tosfos. So now the kasha is, hein emeshiri eleis b'masa. True that the foundation of the testimony came from a observation, and a observation is not actual, you're looking, but soif kol soif, through that a maisa happened. Through that a maisa happened, in other words, because of them seeing, or not seeing, here they lied, and they testified, Bezin gave up Sagdin. So at the end of the day, if it's about that whatever is happening culminates in a maisa, so even if it begins with re'iyah, why don't we say if a re'iyah culminates in an action, so that should also be considered a maisa? So why don't we link observation, machshava, to maisa? And why do we link dibur to maisa? V'habir bazeh ein kavanas atoisve sheha'odam nenash al maisa shenasa al yidei acherim. You're not getting punished for what that donkey did. It's only that you were the cause for that. No. You get punished for that which you did. Now hold on. So what did the person do? The person shouted at the donkey. That's all he did. But if speaking is not called an action, why do you get a punishment? So you can't say psha, because your words caused an action, and action happened. Did you do the action? Or did the donkey do the action? And if the donkey is the one that did the action, why should you get punished? So what is the Rebbe getting out? The Rebbe is getting out is that if words caused an action, there's already an action aspect in the words itself. Let's read it inside. V'hatam the ein oinshin malchus elam kein ha'odam oiver haloisisa alei demaisa shaloi. You can only punish a person for something that he did. V'lochein benidon zeh shehu lo yasa maisa. Let's go back to the understanding of Tosfos. If he didn't do the action, he only caused that the animal should pick up its head and not eat. So the kasha comes back, ein, page 84, ein la halkas es ha'odam, avur ha'maisa de'is avida al yideya behema b'simas diburay. Just saying that you caused, you get punished for what you did. And if speech is not an action, why are you getting punished? Elo, the kavana of Tosfos, that kishe ha'odam poyel maisa b'diburay, that if I say something and my words result in a action, hare mekiven shaham maise bo rak al yedei diburei shel ha'odam, hare ze hemshech lahadibur, the action is considered a continuation of, an extension of, and next level, chelek, a part of, we're speaking about a type of action that came only because of the words or the speech. Therefore, your words are no longer called only words. Ella, in it, in the dibur itself, there is already a maisa. And the Rebbe gives a gewaldic comparison. The concept of shluchei shel adam kamaisa. And as the Rebbe hints to all of the different levels that the Rebbe quotes so many times from the Lech Achtoiv, even on the lowest level of shlichus, that the action of the shliach is attributed to the mishaleach. So who did it, the shliach or the mishaleach? When a chassid does something successfully, who did it? The Rebbe did it. Oh, so the word is that when the donkey did it, donkeys are shliach over here, then it's our shout, don't, esnish. That the action of the donkey is in my words. Me'ein dugma lezeh, that maise shluchei shel adam, ubefrat, according to the svara, that only the maise is attributed to the mishaleach, the action is the mishaleach's action. And v'zeo gam toichen divrei Rabbi Yechanan, and now you understand, says the Rebbe, why Tosfos is not giving a different explanation. This is the real meaning of what Rabbi Yechanan says. When he says akimas piv, that the movement of the mouth is the maisa, that zeh shabahema nechmeses al yidei koil ha'adam, the fact that the animal was muzzled through the person's sound, harei zeh asiyas ha'adam, it's an action that you did. Ki mikiven shekoil lo yibo al yidei akimas piv, the sound came through the movement of your mouth. No, for you to connect one thing to the other, these two things have to be similar, not dissimilar. So even by the person, speech is also a maisa, which is the movement of the lips. But that in itself is not enough. like Chazal point out, there are other cases where you don't get punished for moving of your lips. But since it begins also with a little, with a mini maisa, and that culminated in a actual maisa, so we see and we view the actual in the mini. Gevaldik. Pu'ula gashmis ha'kareve v'shachos l'maisa. And they're similar. Hadei ha'pu'ula da'beheima. Sheba alidei zeh hadei zeh hemshech. We view it mamas as a extension of, and therefore v'lakach, shayach zeh rak b'dibur. This concept, not cause and effect. No. By saying it's one flow, it's one extension, you can only extend two things that are similar. At least speech has enough movement, and it's for something outside of the person, and it affects things outside of the person, that you can link it with an actual maisa. Avol maisa, that is caused through machshava. Let's go back to witnesses, through their observation. Observation or thought is complete ruchnias, shehi ruchnias, even if a taka caused that a maisa to happen. So it's a cause and effect. But you can't view it as one extension because there's no shidduch here. One is ruchnias, one is gashmias. In a maisa hemshech to hamachshava and vishayech eleha. Why? Ki hu nifrad legamre mimeni, because it's two different things. Kenal. Dugma l'davar b'shlichus, that the shliach has to be like the mishaleach, and therefore a yid can never send a non-yid to do shlichus, because if the two are already so dissimilar, then they can never connect on a shlichus level. Oh. But dugma l'mishaleach, as Chazal tell us, ma'atem b'nei b'ris, avshlochachem b'nei b'ris. V'lochen, and therefore, ba'edim zoyimim, since its testimony is in the world of, it begins, the ikit is observation, seeing, Af sha'al yideiza, even though that this caused them to lie, and ultimately Beis Din give up psak din, and isavida ma'isa, e efshir lali hitstarif lahariyah shete choshev yesh b'ma'isa. Ah, gevaldik zayin. Ulam hefresh anal v'machshav ladibur. This difference is only by adam atachten, which means sha'asiya shaloi, because by us when we do things, action is like we mention something which is outside of me. V'lochin machshavtoi. And therefore, machshava, which is all me, for me, revealing my inner part to a more external inner part. It's called ruchnias. Therefore, it's not samuch. You can't juxtapose them. You can't be makasher them. You can't connect them. And masha inkein dibur to maisa could be connected. That's all by the human experience. But b'hakadosh baruch hu, ga machshavti yisbarech, even God's thoughts, poyeles uboy ra'as. It affects. And it creates that when God thinks the mimachshavta yisbarach lihi yoisa behelam yoisa, since it's something relative to godliness, it's even more sublime. Nivru mimenu almin or oilam oisne elamim ruchnim. From God's thoughts are created the hidden world, the sublime worlds, but worlds are created. And from God's speech, relative kaviyachol, which is something more revealed, is created the physical world. But since by Hashem, his thoughts and his speech both create, so by Hashem, you could connect action to thought. Ah, this is important. And now I'll understand that thought by a person down here has bechlal no dimyan and no ishtavus, no commonality, no comparison to the way it is by God Almighty. The Rebbe is proving this alpi nigla, right? You can never connect a maisa to machshava. Gevaldik, that was the whole gevaldik idea from the Gemara from Toisviz. Directly, but from dibur ha'adam mikiva should be cholte lachriach maisa, as we learned in Siv Dalid. So therefore, there is a tzad hishtavos. There is a commonality. There is a certain commonality between human speech and godly speech. God's speech creates. Our speech doesn't only create, but sometimes our speech can have an action effect. So there's some comparison. Thought is bechlal not shaykh. Now this answers the first question. Don't think that human speech is compared to God's speech at all. Yeah, we only cause someone else to do something. Avol, Einu oisa maisa b'dibura, but our words don't directly create. Be'kol zeh, yesh b'nei hishtavus, be'inyan shal pa'ula. Hey, ches. V'al pi zeh yesh levayir, tamei hachilukim. Going back to the first question, we'll get back to the tanya in a moment. What was the first question? Why is that halachically? There is a difference between the obligation, between the rest of Shabbos. Maisa dibur and machshava shebein shvisa adam b'shabbos mi maisa l'shvisa mi dibur and machshava klolus tama shvisa b'shabbos, as we explained in the pasuk ki sheishis yamim. What is the word that God Almighty uses? Asa havaya, God did. V'lochein sarach adam lishbois from our maisa. Even the emesis, God also rested from his thought. God also rested from his speech. But nevertheless, on our terms, our thoughts and our speech don't create directly a maisa. And therefore, ein hashvisa mimachshava v'dibur is included in the commandment to rest from physical work. Nevertheless, as we explained above, that even halachically, according to Rabbi Yechonin, you get malchus. Because dibur, the maisa of the chamor, or theoretically of beizdin, if not for the answer of re'iyah, is an extension of dibur. Lochein Razal ho'oisrim gam inyonim hadoimim le'isuri toira, consistent with all dinei derabanan. Chazal, when they make a gzera, when they make a takana, I mean, there's certain concepts, there's certain general rules. One rule is that even though this was not prohibited by God Almighty, it's similar to. This is called similar to. It's daima. Oh, our dibur has some dimyoin with speech of God. Gavaldik. Even though they didn't only prohibit me saying words that will directly force an action, they prohibited me to speak anything connected to work. If we're looking for the type of speech that is similar to God, it should be very limited. No. Since there is, in certain cases, this commonality, right, my speech could result in an action, and the action can be considered a hemshech of, a continuation of, mitzad muhusay shel adibur. Why is that possible? Because this indicates, it's a simen, that the muhus of dibur is similar to maisa. Efshir liyoyse gashmi shayach v'korev ulo maisa. Lochein, osr chachavim hadibur, gam im einoi poel maisa. Any speech. Because the muhus of speech is an inyan, shebe efshirusay lo havi ladei maisa. And the Rebbe gives an example for that in the brackets. Umatzino dugma l'sfarazu b'alacha ube'in hanal, in the inyan that we learned about lav she'im boi maisa. Yodua, and now it should become Yodua, the sheet of the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is speaking about the Rambam's p'sak din of whoever prevents his animal from doing a malacha through speech, the Rambam paskins, that he gets malchus. So the Magid Mishnah explains that any lav that could be violated through an action, in other words, how could you muzzle an animal? By physically muzzling it. So since it could be violated through a maisa, so says the Magen Mishnah, even when you violate it through a non-maisa, through speech, you also get malchus. That's the way the Magen Mishnah explains this exception, the sheet of Rabbi Yechonin, that you do get malchus. The lav sheyecholim la'avar olav al-dei maisa gomur, hine gam kishoevrim olav shloi al-dei maisa lekin olav. And v'kosru achreinim, the Rabbi brings from the Noidi B'Yehuda, the chlal zeh hu rak im oiver halav al kolponim al yedei dibur. This rule of the Magen Mishnah in his explanation of the Rambam is only if you violated the lav by speaking, not by bechlal doing nothing. Certain lavim are violated, as we say, not even through speech. Oh. Only al yedei dibur, which is at least tsas maisa. Aval im loy hoyosham afilo dibur, if there would be no speech at all, even if there would be a thought of a sin. The Rebbe gives an example. Right, a person wants to keep his chametz on Pesach. So, thinking about that, even though it could be done through a maisa, But if you didn't do a ma'isa, you're not going to get malchus for that. So the Rebbe is bringing this raya. In other words, even al pinigla, you have a concept that only something that is ksas ma'isa can be viewed as a ma'isa. Only through speech. The Rebbe is trying to bring out that since the mahus of dibur is something that's some. The fact that sometimes dibur could extend itself in a ma'isa proves that dibur is in the same realm of ma'isa. Like the Magen Mishnah says that if you violate a law through dibur, only through dibur is where you use this svara of, since it could have been done through a ma'isa, so even speech is like a ma'isa. Which means begedded ligrei ma'isa. Shapir ma'anshin olav. Then it's good that we punish him. Why? Because he did a ma'isa. But that's only at least when it comes to speech, the same concept, because it's begedded ligrei ma'isa. Whether this speech caused a ma'isa or not is irrelevant. Mashinke machshava saveda, machshava, since it's not the geder ma'isa klal, it can never be in the geder of yeshbo ma'isa. And velochin gozer chachamim shus madibur mitam shavus kashem kanal. And not only a dibur that's directly connected to ma'isa. Avol benegel machshava she'ein la dimyon klal machshavta yisbarech. Machshava has no commonality to God's thoughts. Therefore, ein makim la'osre, even not midibrei soif. However, here's the third level. L'chassid, sh'oysam lefne mishur asadin, v'dovuk b'hakadosh baruch hu. Zohir, he's careful, gami machsheves melacha. Why? Because the ma'achar shebepoyel shavas hakadosh baruch hu b'machsheva. Since bepoyel mamash, God Almighty refrained from thoughts, hine mitzad hadveikus b'drachov u'b'midaysav. By the chassid's level of being cleaving onto, he's cleaving to God's ways and to God's midos. Mahu afato. So on that level, when you become so connected to God, who shavas gam mi machshavtoi tes. When it comes to the words of the Alter Rebbe at the end of Sefer Tanya, the kavan of the Alter Rebbe number one, Levayer, to explain the reason why one should not speak any sicha b'teil chas v'sholem. And number two, Levayer, lo mashayach zayrak v'dibur and not b'machshava. And that's why the Alter Rebbe in Tanya is only speaking about dibur. The Alter Rebbe is not mentioning machshava. To explain that, lachin madayik, that the bechinas shomer b'pnimiyos hishviso m'diburim gashmiim. K'moy shoshavas havaya meyud maimores shenivru behem shumayim v'aretz. In other words, Mavayir Bozeh, number one, the reason why we have to be careful, we have to refrain from speaking, Lihiyoy Shedibir Adamu Gashmi, because there has to be some connection to God's refraining from creating Gashmi-stic worlds. Since our speech is Gashmi, Lachin Be'efshirusi Lachriach Maise, Hadei Yudoy Mebezeh Kavi Yochel Lidur Shakadosh Baruch Hu, it's at least close to, and Dilihoy Seikarav Lamaise Nesavim Menu Shmaim Varetz Gashmiim, that's the emphasis. And that's why we have to rest midiburim shehem gashmiim. And number two, this also explains, not explicitly, but implicitly, tamzeh is not shayach b'machshava. Because inyan ha-machshava eitzel lo'adam ein lo'y kiruv l'maysa. V'lochin ein lo'y dimyan l'machshatzah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'niv l'meno ein lo'y even ruchniyim. Which is why, al pi halacha, there's no restrictions on one's thoughts. Now, Yud Val Pi Zayim Muven B'Derech Efsher. Here the Rebbe adds the connection between the end of Sefer Tanya to the beginning. Al Derech notes Tchilasim V'Seifon. How does Tanya begin? By Mashbi and Oisoi, that we are given an oath before we are born that we should be a tzaddik. Hine Yedua Kusha. Eich Mahani Shvua. Who does it benefit? We should be a tzaddik. Who takes the oath? Who takes the oath? The oath is taken by the soul before it's in the body. That oath, that neshama is going to be a tzaddik. Who needs to be the tzaddik? The neshama in the body, with the nefesh ha-bahamas, with the yetzer hara. How does that help to the neshama in the guf and the yetzer hara? Shezeu davar she'ein b'reshuse kol kach, v'libo adayin lo elam. In other words, if I am given an oath already living, it's one thing, that's me. But if the oath is taken when we were not in the body yet, we were not connected to the animal soul, how does that oath affect? Through that oath, in other words, even now, we are still connected to this level of neshama called mazal, called chayim, the neshama that took the oath. There is a connection between one and the other. I know that hashvua me'oireres koiches hanelamim, it arouses sublime and hidden powers where that are only makifin shel adam. They're so much greater than us, they can't even go into us. Sheyo'iru begilu mitoy chelek anasham amlumish beguf. Ubekoyach zeb yecholti lizgabal al guf ha'yetzer hara. In other words, the oath is taken by a higher level, but something higher is always connected to something that's lower. It's one extension of. And therefore, the oath of the higher level of the neshama will give me koyach to do the right thing. V'nimtza shegam ba'aschala satanyim mudgeshes. Look at this, the connection between speech and maisa. Oh, shvua is speech. What is the shvua about? How I should behave, maisa. Ki hamadubar hu b'shvua shehi dibur shebegeder maisa shali day shal yadoi miskasher adam im hamaisa shenish ba'alav. That there is there. In other words, there's a link. There's a link between something higher and something lower. So taksha, it goes mamish all the way down into maisa mamish. But two levels, one higher than the other, being connected, which is the reason why alpi midivrei soifrim, we can't speak diburim on Shabbos, is connected to the concept that the higher level of the neshama and its oath will empower and go down into a lower level.
Oh. Also, the idea that the actions caused right from the
Hebrew. And ultimately into action. It's the oath that the neshama takes, since it's bedibur, it's shayach all the way down to the mice. Yudalef. Gimel, chiluk manal. The melech Shabbos besignin toiras ha-chasidus. Atkan was nignin. Now let's start with the chasidus. That omer razal, chavivin divrei soifrim, medivrei toira. That the words of the soifrim are more beloved. The word soifrim means the ones who counted. Which means the sages, they were the ones, Ezra was the ultimate sofer. He counted the words of the Tanakh. Vatam kidivrei Torah, heim hatzivuyim shelamayla asher ha'odam muchrach lekaimon. V'lochein avoydes ha'odam mekiyum ha'mitzvahs, mara al iskashrus v'akodesh baruch hu bedargo, shemekayim bepoyol, mashen estava befeirush. No, it's biblical means milmayla lamato. God commanded and I gotta do it. But the level of connection between the person and God Almighty, which is expressed through observing the rabbinic rules, is more pnimiyistic. He pnimiyisoyser. The very fact that we don't suffice by only doing what God said. I'm doing what God wants. But umachmer al atzmai, bigadonim, visiyogim, moira de show shekiyum ha-mitzvah shaloi hu barotzen v'taynik pnimi, that he really wants it, and he has pleasure from it. And v'hadvekus v'hakadosh baruch hu pnimi, whenever you go beyond, it shows that you're coming from a deeper place. V'afal pikein, so first of all, that's why chavivin. Now, nevertheless, even when a person observes all the rabbinic laws, which indicates that there's greater will and there's greater pleasure, but there's still the me doing what God wants. My will, my desire is in godliness. What's even greater than that? All the shyness where a chassid is going to give himself up. It's complete bittul. There's no me anymore. My entire mitzias is only the fact that I can be goyim nachas ruach to my Creator. That on that level, a person becomes so bound to God, then you can say, now there's already a commonality between my thoughts and God's thoughts. Because that chassid is already a part of godliness. And God rested from thoughts. He rests from thoughts also. Just like we find, when it comes to a person doing what God wants, a deeper avoid, the dibur, divrei soifrim, and even greater, the chassid, the same thing we find also when it comes from the milmaila lamata, when God Almighty is coming down to us on the seder of from above to below. Number one is b'chinas ha-machshava sheba, she'ein ba-makam klal ha-metziyos, ulo davar shechutz mimenu, when there's a gilui of machshava, it's still so far away from us that it's not shaykh to anything outside of godliness. And from that level, what was created, what we call the hidden worlds, why were those worlds created? Because these are worlds where they are completely nullified in their sources, machshava. Then, lower than that, comes a lower revelation called dibur that already gives place to a physical world. It allows the possibility for people to have self-awareness. Elo do efini savos hu, shebechinas adibur yoyredu mishtan aliyas bechinas maichse. Words cannot stay words. The words have to even become lower and become an action. In other words, if speech would remain speech by itself, even though speech allows for the possibility of someone else, but still, what is speech? It's revealing the speaker. It's revealing godliness. For that, speech has to go even to a lower level, right, which is what we call Maisa, and that's the third level, Bechinas Maisa, which is Chitzoinius, the Koyach Eloki HaMahava, that the divine creative energy, its most external expression is in Maisa, meaning Shenasa Nifrod Kaviyachol, it's completely, so to say, disconnected, and Umalubash Mamash B'toich HaElamas, Yud Beis, Ulefizei Yesh Levayir HaGimel Chiluki Dinim B'Shvisa Shabbos. Al Yidei Yichut HaAdnam Be'alikus Shemit Sadkim HaMitzvahs. The connection that we create with God through the observance of the mitzvahs on the level of action, which is a connection, but it is relative to the next ones, the most external one. So Taka, he's going to feel godliness, but on the level of the chitzoinius of godliness. And v'lochei nirgeshes etzli shvisas HaKadosh Baruch Hu meho asiyah b'poil. If you're connected to God, you can be in tune with. What happens on Shabbos? God rests. But for me to experience that, I have to be connected to God. If I'm only connected to the Kaviyachol, to Chetzoinis Evelikus, I will only experience God's resting from Maisa. HaChetzoinis Shal HaShvisa D'Lamayla. And that's why Min HaToyra, an observant person, has to rest from Asiyas Malach, from doing. When a person gets more connected to God, then this finds expression when we observe even rabbinic laws, which means that now I have tainug in doing what God wants. Now a higher level of godliness shines inside of me, and I become connected to the level kaviyachol of God's speech. And therefore I experience on Shabbos that God is resting even from divine speech. And that's why I will also rest from divine speech. And in the brackets, there's a rule, Eved Melech Melech, V'gam Diburei Loshin Melech Shiltoin, Chashuv Maise, V'alderech Maim Erazal Tzadeh Goyle Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, V'yaseirim Yizu Amar Erazal Amir Osam Tzadeh Maise. When you become higher connected to God, there's a Gavaldik Echap over here. So God's speech is action. If a person becomes very close to God, a tzadik, the tzaddik is goy zera kodesh baruch hu mekayim. So taka, a speech of a tzaddik is maise. So forget, since you're more connected to God, you have to stop speaking. And 88, the chassid, sheinu metzias la'atzmei klal. Wow. Umeira etzli gam bechinas machshava shelamayla. Sheinu nesenes makam metzias la'asi yizbarach. It means a person already has an experience with this taka, nothing other than God. V'lachinu zora gam machshavas malach. How can you think about work if nothing exists? God rested from thoughts. Automatically, the person rests from thoughts. And now Yud Gimel, Val Pizeh, move on. If you remember, the final question that we have to close up over here, that Talter Rebbe speaks about the Pnimis Dike Zocher. Why was that Negeya? The Pnimis HaZocher Shehi HaKavona B'Tfilah, which Shabbos, the Zachar B'Pnimius, is to Davin and to Talmud Torah, Ulodavka B'Hashem Echad. Here the Alter Rebbe is being Meramez, the Chassidish Shabbos, which is Shvisas Machshava. Ki bozeh moisev bir, bozeh shoha adam tzorech lishvois, midiburim gash m'kir shalavayu. Av, shidiburim gash b'ach hashav maise. Okay, let's go to the Pashat. How can you say I should refrain from speaking because God stopped speaking? So what? God's speech is a maise. Our speech is not a maise. No. Because the mitzad had the vekus bavaya echot. Because when we cleave to the one God, nirgash eitzel ha'adam ha'shvisad alamayim ha'bechinas ha'dibur, then we experience that level of speech creating, because we become closer to godliness, and therefore we have to stop speaking. Okay, so the dibur, the zochar is to explain better why we have to refrain from speaking. Why? Because the Torah al haroif tadaber, and the hadvekus the bechinas chasid sheyeches rag the yichidei segula, and something that's not for the masses is something that Al Tareb at least explicitly did not speak about. Be'ezras Hashem, we are excited to learn next week's sicha.